Blog Talk Radio.
Every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for covering it under the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing, nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. You know, we start this broadcast off with prayer. I'm trusting that you already got your prayer list and you got in that place that you need to be as we go before the throne. So come on, let's go ahead and tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let us begin to war and intercede on others' behalf. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, we give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you for this day, O God, that wasn't promised to us, Lord. But Father, you give us one more day, Lord, Father, a day that we do not take for granted, Lord. Father, for us to war and intercede on others' behalf, O God. So, O God, we ask you, Lord, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, you see each and every prayer list, Lord Father, that is raised before your hands being laid upon it, Lord. Father, as we come together as one, Lord Father, praying one for another, Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord. Father, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers, Lord. So, Father, you know each and every person name by name upon our prayer lists, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, answering, and about to answer, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you are mindful of us, Lord Father, and you hear and answer prayers, Lord. Father, we thank you for every prayer request, every praise report this day, Lord. Father, we thank you for the charge that you have given us this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every intercessor, prayer warrior, watchman, Lord, all those that are praying in season and out of season, Lord. Father, cover them, O God, under the blood this day, O God. Father God, see the blood covering, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your supernatural strength, Lord. Father, we thank you for your hedge of protection round about them, Lord. Father, we thank you as they war and intercede on others' behalf, Lord, Father, that you're also seeing about their needs this day, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord. Father, for we take you not for granted. We thank you how you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, O God. Father God, having the use of our limbs, Lord Father. Father God, being able to do, Lord Father, not just for ourselves, Lord Father, but for others. So this day, O God, we ask you to use us, Lord Father. Be a light in someone's darkness this day. Be a light in someone's darkness this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Heavenly Father, we come before you praying, O God, for his salvation, Lord. Father, if he do not know you as his personal Lord and Savior, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that someone is placed in his path, Lord Father, to lead him, Lord Father, to your kingdom. And Father, we ask, Lord Father, to look upon him this day, O God. Father God, touch his body right now, Lord Father. Father, you said by your stripes, Lord, that we are healed. So, Father, we speak healing right now, Lord Father, to his body, Lord. For, Father, we know that you're bigger than any sickness or any disease, Lord Father, that anyone, Lord Father, of us may have, Lord. So, Father, we thank you and glorify you, O God, for your healing, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Edmund this day, O God. We plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And we say no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper, Lord. We thank you, O God, for just moving on his behalf this day, O Lord. Father, we thank you for touching his body right now, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood covering this day, O God. For, Father, you're not a respecter of person, Lord, and we thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lynette, Lord, Father. You know what she's in need of, and, Father, we thank you, and we glorify you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Kim Kim right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your continual healing, Lord Father, of her body, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you shrink those tumors, Lord Father. Father, your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. Your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. We continue to ask for supernatural strength and healing, Lord Father, to her body this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Billy right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for regulating, Lord Father, everything in his body, as we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against any blood clots right now, Lord Father. We ask, oh God, that you open up those blood vessels right now, Lord Father, allowing blood to flow freely, Lord Father, without clotting right now in the name of Jesus. Father, so many, Lord Father, so many, Lord Father, is coming up with some type, form of cancer this day, oh God. So, Father, as we hold cancer before you and we say root it up, pluck it up right now, Lord Father, and all the tentacles that goes along with it this day, Lord Father, and cast it out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tanisha right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Willie right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Keith right now, Lord Father. We hold, Lord Father, Kohanza right now before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Jessica right now, oh God. Father, we hold before you Jerome, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Caitlin right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deshaun. We hold before you Yvonne right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch right now, Lord. We hold before you Carolyn, Lord. Father, as we lay them before you, Father, you know what form of cancer that they have, Lord Father. And we know, Lord Father, that you can dry it up from the root cause this day, oh God. Father, move right now on their behalf, Lord Father. For Father, we know that nothing, oh God, is too hard for you, oh God. We know, Lord Father, you have shown it to us, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for where, Lord Father, that you had brought Spurgeon Walters from. We know it was nobody but you, oh God. He had stage 4 cancer, Lord Father. And we know, Lord Father, that you move and touch his body right now, Lord Father. You shrank, Lord Father, because you heard prayers, Lord. So, Father, look upon the other prayer listeners this day, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that are suffering from some type, Lord Father, of sickness or disease this day, oh God. Father God, we speak healing this day, oh God. Healing right now in the name of Jesus. Healing right now, oh God. We're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for the healing this day, Lord Father. Father, as we decree it and declare it right now over their bodies, Lord Father, let your will be done, Lord. Father, let them open their mouths, oh God, and profess it, Lord Father, over their bodies this day, oh God. Let them lay hands, oh God, upon themselves this day, Lord Father, and speak healing, Lord Father. Believing, Lord Father, who their healing is coming from, oh God. And Father, for those that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Father, we ask you this day, oh God. Father, come into their lives this day as we intercede on their behalf this day, oh God. Father, let nothing happen to them, oh God, that they may go to a Christless grave, Lord. But Father, they accept you this day into their lives, Lord. They accept your healing, Lord. They accept, Lord Father, the new life, Lord Father, within your kingdom this day, Lord Father. Father, that they may run, Lord Father, to others right now, Lord Father, spreading, Lord Father, your good word, Lord Father, showing forth, Lord Father, what you have done for them, sharing, oh God, their testimonies, Lord Father. Father, many, Lord Father, many keep their testimonies, oh God, to themselves, Lord. But Father, this day we ask you to loose their tongues right now, Lord Father, that they share what you have done, where you have brought them from, oh God. Father, that you too can do it in their lives, in their family lives this day, oh God. Father, we take you not for granted, oh Father, we hold before you Kathy right now, Lord Father. Father, she has been going through so many surgeries, Lord Father. When it ain't one thing, it's the next, Lord Father. So Father, we come before you pleading the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that she continue, Lord Father, to look up, Lord Father, knowing where her help and her strength and her healing, oh God, comes from this day, Lord Father. Father, when she's weak and weary, Lord Father, Father, we pray supernatural strength, Lord Father, encouragement to her, Lord Father. We thank you for your healing and ministering angels this day, oh God, going forth, Lord Father, in her and around her this day, Lord Father. Continue, oh God, to touch her family, Lord Father. Strengthen her husband this day, Lord Father. Her children, oh God. Father God, touch DJ right now, Lord Father. Touch his body right now, oh God. You know what he is dealing with, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your healing, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your healing, Lord. Father, if we can only believe, Lord Father, who our healer is, Lord Father, that we're able to receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you, oh God, to touch our listeners this day, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, oh God. And Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for working everything out for them, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father, for the blood covering them in their going out and their coming in, Lord. Father, I speak favor, oh God, over them this day, Lord Father. Father, you know where they need favor in this day, oh God. And we thank you and we glorify you this day, oh God. Father God, touch Miss Maddie right now, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father God, work it out, Lord, Father God, for her, Lord, Father. Touch, Lord, Father, for we know that you move upon man, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you for the right person, Lord, Father, being placed right now in her path right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, look after faith this day, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet this day. Father, we thank you for standing God round about her, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you have done for her, doing and about to do for her this day, Lord. Father, let her continue to praise you, Lord Father, in good times and in bad times, Lord Father. For we know, oh God, that when the praises go up, the blessings come down, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you and we glorify you, Lord. Father God, touch Elizabeth right now, Lord. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord, and her household this day, Lord, and we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you and just glorify you, Lord. We don't praise you enough. We don't thank you enough for all that you have done, doing, Lord, Father, and most of all about to do for us, Lord, Father. So, Father, this day we call in those things that are not as though they were right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, Father, for favor. We thank you, oh God, for healing. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your peace that passes all understanding, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, for us being bold soldiers this day, oh God, in your kingdom, Lord. Father, we're thanking you in advance for using us to be that light in someone's darkness this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for that holy boldness, Lord Father, that you will rest upon us, Lord Father. We thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord Father, that we're able to continue to go on. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your outstretched arms, Lord Father, blocking every fiery dart that is coming our way, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that even when one comes in, Lord Father, and wound us, Lord Father, we thank you, oh God, for your healing, Lord Father, that we're able to get back up and get back in that fight, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. So, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, over this airways this day, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now for taking charge over this broadcast and everyone listening or speaking on this broadcast this day, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for those right now, Lord Father, that are giving their lives to you, Lord. Father, repenting and accepting you into their lives, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for them, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord Father, for the word that is coming forth, Lord Father. Father, that they may receive it, they may understand it this day, oh God. And Father, run, Lord Father, into your kingdom like never before, Lord. Draw in others, Lord Father, into it, oh God. We say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for the nations, Lord Father, that continually support this broadcast, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father. I glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for the charge, Lord Father, that you have given me this day, Lord Father. I thank you, oh God, when I feel weak and weary, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, for those that you have placed, oh God, in my path, Lord Father, to continue to strengthen me this day, oh God. So, Father, I take nothing and no one for granted this day, Lord. Father, everyone, Lord Father, that Lord Father, in my path, Lord Father, I shall speak, Lord Father, what you tell me to speak, Lord Father. Father, I give you honor, I give you glory, and I give you praise, Lord. Father, touch those, Lord Father, that have lost loved ones this day, O God. Father, give them peace and comfort to their hearts, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your comforter, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. So, Father, touch right now, Lord. Father, touch that those two families, Lord Father, that their son, Lord, their sons committed suicide, oh God. Father, for we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord Father, over mindsets right now, Lord. Father, we cancel in their assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. For Father, we know it all starts in the mind, Lord Father. Father, for you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord.
So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over those right now, Lord, Father, that are thinking, contemplating right now of suicide, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, and you shall take your hands off of them right now in the name of Jesus. May something, Lord, may something, oh God, be said this day, Lord, Father, that they would want to live, Lord. Others, Lord, Father, how close that they was, Lord, Father, to committing suicide, but you came in, Lord, Father. You came in, Lord, Father, because they accepted you in. They invited you in, oh God. Father, that they heard the knock on the door and they opened and allowed you to come in, oh God. Father, send them forth into the world, Lord, Father. Father, that they're able, Lord, Father, to speak boldly, Lord, Father, and not be ashamed, Lord, of where you have brought them from this day, oh God. So, Father, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, Father, for every listener, Lord, Father, those that listen now, listen at a later date, Lord, Father. I thank you, and I glorify you right now, Lord, Father, for them, Lord. I thank you for every man and woman of God that comes on this platform, Lord, Father, speaking the word that you have given them to speak to your people, oh God. Oh God, knowing that no one person, Lord Father, knows everything, Lord Father. So we thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord. Most of all, Lord, the understanding, Lord Father, on the word, Lord Father, as it come forth, Lord. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now for the ears to hear and the heart to receive right now. Father, we thank you for unstopping those deaf ears and breaking up that stony heart this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God. I don't know about you all. I thank God each and every morning that I wake up. He opened my eyes. I'm able to see, I'm able to do not just for myself, but for others. And when you're doing for others, you do it with love. You are doing it with love, not doing it to tell them later on what you have done for them, but you're doing it with love. All things are done with love, and pray for those that continually misuse you. Pray for those that take advantage of you. Pray for them, because you know what? You want change. And one thing I always used to hear Apostle says, she will love the hell out of them. And no, I didn't use that in a cursing form. Loving the hell out of them, the evil out of them. Love them. Put them before God today. Pray one for another, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Remember that. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Ask God for the spirit of discernment. Ask him for the spirit of discernment and listen to that still small voice when you're out and about. And he tells you, no, don't go this way. No, don't go that way. Listen to that voice. God is not going to tell you to go out there and kill this person here. And no. So pray. Be prayerful. If you don't have a prayer life, begin to have a prayer life. So much people are caught up in religion today that they don't even have a relationship with Christ today. They go to church religiously, They go to Bible study. They go to, you know, these places. They're assembling themselves, but they're not spending time. They're not spending time with God. They are not spending time with God. I can't tell you, in my younger days, I can't tell you that I used to go to church to hear what the pastor is saying. You know, you're a child, and, you know, when they say time to go to church, it's time to go to church. It's not, I'm not going to church today or whatever. No. Like how you have some kids today, you know, they're telling their parents whether they're going to church or not, you know. Not back in my days. I'm not saying I'm that old, but back in my days, when they say Sunday is church time, make sure you put on, you know, you put out your clothes, prepare your clothes for church on Sunday. That's exactly what they mean. Now, going to church and understanding or hearing what the, you know, the pastor is saying, I can't tell you. I cannot tell you. I cannot even tell you that I went to Bible study and all of that stuff. I can't tell you that because I didn't go to Bible study. I went to church on Sundays, faithfully went to church on Sundays, sick or no sick. You went to church, but that's just it. You go to church. Don't just go to church. Go expecting. As we get older and we learn, go expecting. Expecting to learn more about God. Expecting for God to move in your situation that you are looking forward, you know, for God. You know what you're going through. You're looking forward for God to just give you that answer, that solution that you are looking for. Pull the anointing from that speaker, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Pull from it. That word is so good, so rich, and it's right on time. Why? Because that is what you needed. So just pull on it, just pull on it, just pull on it. And they feel when you're pulling that word. They feel when you're pulling it. So you know what? Go expecting. If you have not begin a prayer life with God, you know what? You can start off with 5 minutes. I can faithfully tell you, when I begin to seriously, you know, pray. I mean, growing up, I would pray to God, never know that he was hearing me. I didn't get that understanding. I would just, you know, talk to him and just hope that he is hearing me, you know. And when I got older, I still do the same thing, still didn't know whether he was hearing me or not. And then I prayed and I asked God to bring me to a church that I can learn more about him, that I can, you know, get baptized, do his work. And he lead me. He lead me to this ministry, Logion International Ministry. And I tell you, God has been so good to me. He has been so good to me. He healed me. He delivered me. I began to pray. And the first time I started to pray, I thought I was praying so long. I kid you all not. I thought I was praying so long. And 2 minutes didn't even go by. I thought I'd pray for at least 5 minutes. And I looked, I was like, only that? You can do better than that. And it began to increase and increase. You're just talking. Prayer is communicating with God. You're talking to him. You having a conversation with him. It's you and him talking. And if you sit long enough, quietly, you'll hear him. You will hear him. Sometimes we're just running our mouth that God is trying to get our attention. Hello, can you stop for a minute? You know, he's talking, but you're not hearing. You're not hearing what he is saying. Just like I'm having a conversation with you today about God. God wants you to have that conversation with him, praying for your brothers and sisters, praying for them, those that have not accepted Christ into their life. You're praying for their salvation. You can tell them boldly that you're praying for their salvation. You can pray for them in your prayer time when God laid that person on your mind. You may not know the person that he have laid on your mind, but pray for them. This is a time for us to be sincere in our prayer. People, it's time for us to open up our eyes and see what is going on. See what is going on, that you're able to not just hear what God is saying, but see. And he do not leave his people ignorant on anything. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. I know I tell you all, this broadcast is not my broadcast. You know, at any point in time, for those of you that are listening live, you have a question, you may have a testimony. And if God tells you to share your testimony, if he tells you to pray, be obedient and do what he tells you to do. Be obedient and do what he tells you to do. And all you have to do is press that number 1, and you'll be live on air. You'll be live on air. Those that are listening on different devices, our calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1 again, and you will be live on air. Don't be afraid nor ashamed to share your testimony, pray for anyone. God say he wants you to pray for the nation, pray for whatever. You can use the platform and do so. You can use the platform and do so. See, what I have to talk to you about today, that as I was reading, you know, I got caught up and really and truly didn't see the time before it was like 2 minutes for me to sign onto the broadcast. Was blessed by association. Blessed by association. See, now I know I've been talking, but let me just go ahead and pray and you know, come back and allow God to use me however he wants to use me at this time. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, I give you honor, glory, and praise. And I'm thanking you, O God, for this day. I thank you, Lord Father, for just decreasing me right now, Lord Father, as you increase in me. Father, I ask you to use me, Lord. Father, as I open my mouth, Lord. Father, I ask you, O God, to speak through me, Lord. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for touching, Lord, Father, every listening ear, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for every heart, Lord, Father, receiving the word this day, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you, I glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I tell you, Justin, just talking to you about, you know, prayer and praying, people, we just need to strengthen our spirit, man. We need to put on that whole armor, that whole armor of God this day. The whole armor. Because it's not playing time. It's praying time. You don't want to be caught slipping the day God called your name. Because no man know the time, the hour, the day. We don't know nothing when God called us. Say, okay, it's your time. Will we be ready? Or would he caught us in that position where we were sleeping? We prefer to be playing than praying. You stay prayerful in this day and time. I do not leave my house without praying. I do not leave without going with God, with me, out into this sinful world. We stay prayerful. This is what we ought to do. Stay prayerful. Stay alert. Ask God for the spirit of awareness and alertness. You have trafficking going on. And we're not paying attention to our surroundings. We are not paying attention to, you know, the people that our children are around, or even we ourselves are around. We are not paying attention. And God is trying to get our attention for us to pay attention to our surroundings, to the people that we are around, to the people that our children are around. If you get that feeling that say, no, don't allow your child to be here, or keep your child home this day, you'll probably say, God won't tell you that. Keep your child home. Keep your child from going to this house or that house. These days we are busy about our work life, because how it is now, it's like you have to, two persons in a household have to work to take care of, you know, the household. Sometimes we don't have time to teach our children, spend time with our children, because we are so caught up in paying bills, meeting deadlines. But you know what?
with God, all things are possible. And he going to supply all your needs. Are you putting him first in what it is that you're doing? Are you putting him first? Because God wants to be first in everything. Everything, including, yep, when you get that paycheck. When you get that paycheck, yes, just like Uncle Sam, take his right off the top. He wants his off the top. And I'm not talking the top where after Uncle Sam take his. I'm talking about the top before Uncle Sam take his. That's what he is looking for, the first fruit. That's what he's looking for. We serve an awesome, powerful, and loving God. I just thank God for just being here. I thank God this day, believe it or not, I'm thanking God for his strength. I'm thanking God for his strength because without him, I am nothing. And he blessed me to be in this ministry, to be under an awesome woman of God that showed me how to live in Christ. Teach me. Living by a total different standard. Teaching me that life and death is in the power of my tongue. She taught me so many things. And I thank God for that. I thank God for my pastors, Pastor Sharon and Pastor George. I thank God for my church family. I thank God. Then Bishop came in, Bishop Porter came in. I thank God. I take no one and nothing for granted. I thank God for every man and woman of God that came in to the ministry that she brought in to speak to us, speak life into us, deliver us. I thank God for every word that was spoken over my life, into my life, and every negative word. I thank God. I don't know about y'all, but I'm thanking God. See, when God placed you someplace, it's a reason why he placed you where he placed you. Blessed by association is definitely a fact. Take that one to the bank. Because if they have the love of God in them, you, just like you say, he reigns in the just and on the unjust. Yes, he does. But you see, we don't want to believe that. We as followers of Christ. See, so many people out there saying, you know, I'm a Christian. And then when you look on what it is that, you know, that they're doing and you don't understand, people look at you and have you under a microscope. All they want you to say is, you're a Christian. And then it's like the light comes on. The microscope comes on. They make sure the glass is, you know, is clean, and you know the little thing that they put there, and they just put you on that little plate thing, whatever you call it. I can't tell you right now. Science was never my, you know, strong suit. but, you know, just putting it, put you just right under there, and they're looking, and they're waiting, and they're just waiting just for you to mess up, listening to your conversation, listening, you know, just to hear. God forbid you just slip one time and it's like, oh, I thought you was a Christian. To look at how you dress, to look at the places you go. So when you think that no one is looking at you, trust me, they're looking at you. You're just not seeing them, but they're looking at you. They're looking at everything that you're doing, everything. We serve an awesome God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Do you believe that today? Can you speak that today? Let's go to Genesis 39. That's where we're going to go. Genesis 39. We're talking about blessed by association. You may have a question. You may have a comment. Like I say, that number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. Genesis 39, we're going to start at the first verse. It says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hands. And he knew not aught he had saved the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. Now, this is how the enemy comes in, and he don't care who he uses. He don't care who he uses. Potiphar was blessed because of who Joseph was and who he was in God. Can you just picture yourself being a blessing to someone else? Everything to the blessings gonna always trickle down. It's gonna trickle down. Your leader is blessed. You are blessed. You may say, bless how? Let me tell you, you could be blessed by the healing. You can be blessed financially. You can bless by even getting more. Things that you didn't understand, you're now understanding in Christ. Your faith is being increased. It's being increased. You're sitting. You are sitting. You're being obedient to God. You are being obedient to God, to the word of God. That's what you're being obedient to, the word of God. You're blessed. And people will watch at you. They would watch at you and they'd be like, well, how are they making it? Or, whatever, how they can get this or how they can get that. Because you're connected to the right source. So many people want the gifts, but nobody wants the giver. And he's the giver of things. You have imitators. He is the original, the creator. He is the creator. But we are so busy about everything else, spending time, getting to know, asking God for his help. You don't recognize where are or who holds your blessings. You don't recognize. Things may be going all haywire for you. And I wonder that you stop and just look up and say, Lord, I need you. I need your help. You don't just come to God just when it is that you need help. Go to him every day. Have that relationship with God today. The blessings, everything that Joseph touched, everything that he did, blessed by God. You're probably saying, who is Jacob? Who is Joseph? I'm saying, who is Jacob? Jacob was his father. who is Joseph? Go back and read the story of Joseph. When he was with his brothers, go back and read it and ask God for the understanding as you read. And if even as you're reading and you don't quite understand, ask him for understanding. Ask him for understanding. He'll give it to you. He will give it to you. You hear to say, who God bless, no man can curse. Because they can't take away your blessings. They may try. They may try. But what is for you is for you. What is for you is for you. But are you being obedient? Because God ain't going to force nothing. He is not going to force nothing on you. God is a God of order. Some things that we at times forget to do, be in order. Joseph was well favored. And you may be wondering, why is it that you have to go through this or go through that? And you're looking at others and it's like, but God, they're not going through that and look where they are. You don't know your purpose. You don't know the purpose that God has for your life. Remember, he knew you before you was even formed in your mama's womb. He knew your expected end. He knows you. He know every hair. You know, he know how much hair you have on your body, not just on your head, on your body. He know everything about you. He created you. He created you. Don't be afraid of the God that you serve. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. I was taught, whatever it is that you're going through, you look in this Bible. You maybe have some type of sickness or in your body. You go in the Bible. There's a concordance in the Bible. You look for all the healing scriptures and you write them out and you say them. You say them. You learn them. You may be going through a trial or whatever. You go in there because the answer is right in there. But we don't take the time to stop. We don't take the time to read. We don't take the time to just listen. And he will guide us. See, you may be one out there being tempted by something. It could be drugs. It could be male, female, whatever is placed before you that you know is a temptation. Outside of God, you're not tempted to read the word. You're not tempted to spend time in Christ. Everything else but. There is scriptures that you can go and you can read and ask God to heal you. Ask God to deliver you from it. Ask him. Write those scriptures down. You say them long enough. When that temptation comes before you, you're going to be surprised on how that very scripture comes up. Whichever scripture it is, you'll be surprised on what it is comes up. And please understand this. We are spirit being first. Whatever you're being delivered from, know that that spirit, and I say spirit because that's what it is, that spirit is right there lurking. All it needs is a crack in that armor to get in. What armor am I talking about? The armor of your mind. Just one little crack. And you will see how it comes right in. And all their friends with it. Okay? So trust and believe. It's there. So it's not playing time, but it's praying time. Continue to stay prayerful. Teach your children and grandchildren. Teach those that are around you, those that are listening to you. Teach them the word of God. They can't read, read it for them. Get them a Bible on, I don't know if they still have the cassette, but, you know, I have the Bible app on my phone. They can get the Bible app on their phone.
and it will read it for them. You can press, but they will read. So there is no excuse why we can't read the Bible. It's no excuse. Technology is what's taken over today. You were blessed because, you know, how we have cell phones now. It wasn't cell phones before, not when I was growing up. Again, I'm not that old. But then you come into the age of the beepers. You know, then cell phone just blossom all out. Everybody have a cell phone. When I look at my grandkids and they have a cell phone, I say, y'all just don't know how blessed you all are. Your mama will tell you. And when she got a cell phone, it was a prepaid cell phone. Okay? The blessings that we had growing up, our children and children's children don't know about it. They don't know because we don't talk. We don't talk. We used to have encyclopedias. How many homes today that you go in that you will find a set of encyclopedias? How many? You're not going to find too many of them. And if you have them, the person will say, oh, you old school. When are you going to come up to the time? When are you going to come up to the times? We're so busy, you know, given all this technology. They have laptops, they have the phones, they have, I mean, you name it, that they have that you can't even do without it. What's going to happen when you don't have this technology? And for the meantime, that you just have the Bible. And then when they take this Bible, you say you keep saying that? Yes. When they take this Bible, I pray that you have enough word inside you to carry you along. Carry you along the way. Because the word is what's going to keep you. Listening to that word is what's going to keep you. That is what's going to keep you. So be blessed today. Know that you are blessed when you have a leader that takes time to teach their people what God is saying, that takes the time to warn them when God say, warn his people. Be blessed today to know that you have a leader. When that leader is telling you to prepare today, because God tell them, tell my people to prepare. But you all go to church looking at the person that is bringing forth the message instead of paying attention to the message. Pay attention to the message that is coming forth. I was taught if a pastor say or whoever is there speaking and they said, open your Bibles, like I tell you, open your Bibles to Genesis 39. You have a Bible in your hand. Open your Bible to Genesis 39. If you don't know where Genesis is, that's the first book. Don't take my word for it. You have a Bible. In the front of your Bible, I say give you a little info on who wrote it and all of that. The table of contents, you have the books of the Old Testament, and the book of the New Testament. And it gives you every book in that Bible, and it will give you the page number that it begins. Guess what? Turn to that, follow, look for the name, and then you just go ahead and you go to that book, that chapter, that verse. Follow along with them. We got so many translations this day and age. Stick with the King James Bible. That's the version I stick with. I stick with that. Because you have Bibles these days that are coming out making God a female. That's what your Bible says. You go right ahead. I'm going to stick with what mine says and with whatever the Holy Spirit says. But you follow along. You follow along. You may say that, oh, that person ain't living. It doesn't matter what they're living. That's between them and God. But at this present time, God gave them that message to come forth. God give them that message to come forth. What are you going to do? You're going to pay attention to how the person looks, or you're going to take heed to the word? Are you going to take heed to the word today? God is good. God is merciful. God is loving. God is a God of many chances. He's a God of many chances. Do you believe that today? Know that you're blessed by association. You see, things are just turning around for you. You're blessed because you're around someone that stays prayerful, and you realize that every time that you're around them, things, you know, are going good for you. Things change. You are blessed. And know that you are a seed of the blessed. You are a seed of the blessed. God is good. He has been good to you. He still is good to you. So today, if you do not know, you do not know God as your personal Lord and Savior, let me tell you, don't let it be too late. You can do it right now. You can accept Christ in your life right now. If you believe that God sent his only begotten son to die on that cross for your sins, if you believe that he can wash you in his blood and renew the right spirit within you, accept Christ in your life today. Don't wait another second, another minute, another year, another day. Again, we do not know. We do not know when our time is up. We don't. Don't be caught. Don't be caught slipping. And when God turns your life around, pull someone else and continue pulling and continue pulling others out of the fire. Continue. And as you do that, they and you show them, they're going to want to pull others out as well. Never be afraid where God has brought you from. And begin today to have a prayer life. Begin today
Don't wait. Don't wait. Time is at hand, people. Time is at hand. You don't know what season of your life that you are in. Time is at hand. So I thank each and every one of you for your continual support. I thank you each and every Wednesday and Thursday that you come on to the broadcast, or, you know, you listen to the broadcast at a later time, wherever you are listening to the broadcast. I thank God for you. I am trusting that you find something in what was being said helpful to you, that you was encouraged, that you was even encouraged enough to give your life to Christ today, and knowing that there is no mistakes that God makes in your life. Everything happens for a reason, whether it be by disobedience or whether it be you following the word of God. So be a light today in someone's darkness. Don't be afraid nor ashamed to open your mouth for Christ's sake. Don't be afraid or ashamed. Amen. I thank you, Lord, for the time that you have given us. I thank you, Lord, for the ears and the heart that heard and received the word this day. Father, I thank you, Lord, for us not just being hearers of the word, Lord, but be doers of the word. We thank you, Lord, for us being a favorite in you this day, Lord. We thank you for bestowing favor, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your blessings this day, Lord. Father, we take you not for granted. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to listen to this broadcast again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and go ahead and hit like and follow that you're able to see when we post and when we go live. Again, join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow, Thursday, February 2nd, we will be remembering the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. So for those of you that have been, you know, around her, across her path in any which way and would like to remember her in your own way and would like to share it, you know, with everyone, that will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. Share it today with someone. Share it that you know that God have used her to touch, you know, your family life, your life, your friend life. You know, share it today. Amen. Join us every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a Facebook Live service. Again, if you have not liked and followed, you can see our service on Logion International Ministries on Facebook. Again, click that like and follow. That way you know when we post and go live. Amen. If you do not have Facebook,
You can use that conference number. Lock it in your phone now. It's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible Talk. And it's some awesome listening, and I tell you, some awesome teaching going forth. And trust me, whatever topic you bring, there is scripture to back it up. Amen. So join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead, tell a friend. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. And you can join in. You don't just have to listen in. You can join in. You can ask questions. And trust me, no one person have an answer. It's great learning and discussion going forward. So join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hope to see and hear you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.